Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
My daughter, Zoe, as many listeners have come up to me and said, they love stories about her. They make them laugh so much. I'm glad that it makes you laugh because I am the victim in every single one of these stories. Okay. She's 6 years old. She's got the mind of a devious villain. And this story involves her bedroom. I'm walking into her bedroom to open the curtains after a night of sleeping, and I step in something gooey.
Oh, no.
And I look down, and it's cold. And you know those eye masks, those ice eye masks that you can put? Blue goo?
Yeah.
She took one of those. And she cut it open.
Oh.
Aren't those chemically bad?
Probably. Okay. And then clearly she realized she did something wrong. So she put it on the floor and then just covered it with a mermaid tail blanket. That's funny. I have no idea how long it was sitting there. Okay. So I put my foot in it and I go, oh my God. And I see what it is and I go, oh my God. And I scoop it up. And as soon as it happens, she's standing there in her nightgown and her eyes get real big like, oh, what have I done?
Trouble.
Yeah. I'm scooping it up. I'm carrying it to the bathroom. Blue goo is dripping through my fingers all over the carpet. And I finally get back. I'm cleaning it off my foot. I put it in the trash can and I come back and I look at her and I go, what did you do? Or did you do that? And then she stands there with her eyes wide for like 10 seconds in silence and then just goes, what? I go, the eye mask that had a rip in it and goo got everywhere. I go, did you do that? And she goes, no. I go, how did that happen? She goes, probably Fozzie got out of his cage, came upstairs and did it. Fozzie is our one-year-old corgi. I go, what? She goes, yeah, or maybe the cats like clawed it open. That's probably what happened and clawed it open. And I go, you're telling me that one of the cats clawed the eye mask open, blue goo got everywhere, and then they put it underneath of a blanket
to cover it up. Room.
And that's where she stopped me because she'll find any sort of technicality in my story. And then she goes, whoa, it's a mermaid tail. I go, okay, my mistake. Now, at this point, my wife comes in to try to like figure out what is going on because I'm speaking at a volume.
Okay.
And I go, hold on a second. I go and get some carpet cleaning stuff and I immediately start to carpet. Spoiler alert, blue goo in a frozen eye mask does not come out of a carpet.
If anything,
and I don't know what is in it, it just scrubs down further into the fibers I found, okay?
Okay.
So I'm on all fours and I'm scrubbing away at the floor and Zoe whispers to my wife, let's smack Dad's butt.
Like this.
Right. She's in trouble.
Right.
She's clearly in trouble. And my wife goes, I don't think that's a very good idea. In fact, why don't we let Dad clean the carpet? And my wife takes Zoe into another room. I didn't hear this part. Zoe told me this part later.
Zoe told you this part?
I'm sorry, my wife. My wife told me this part later. But Zoe goes, Dad's mean face is funny.
Oh my God. Gosh,
she goes, he's evil.
He's so funny when he's angry.
Oh, my. She doesn't give a single GD about anything you say, your feelings, your angers.
Nope.
Doesn't care.
And as I was yelling at her, too, she has this, like, smug smile on her face. And it stops me in my sentence. I go, are you smiling? She goes, I'm thinking of something funny that Jacob did in class. And it's like, I don't know what to do with you at six. I can't imagine what I'm going to do with you at 16.
I think you hide the knives.
Oh, at the very least.
Yeah.
She never gets a phone.
No, God, no.
You know? So I finally go into our bedroom, and Zoe's standing there, and I am still mad. It stained my hands, covered in blue goo.
Okay.
And Zoe looks at me, and she just goes, did you have fun? And I go, did I have fun what? I swear to God, she goes, cleaning up my mess.
What is wrong with this child? So did she receive any kind of punishment?
I mean, she lost the iPad for the day,
okay,
which is devastating. She'd okay. rather lose food for the day than that.
Okay, just as long as, I mean, you should start doing this stuff to her.
Oh, that's a good idea.
When she doesn't have the iPad, just lean in. Was it fun?
Yeah. Was what fun? Not having the iPad for the day?
Yeah.
There's a whole world having fun on Roblox, and you're not part of it.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.